Chapter 20, Marketing Your Business. In this section, I will show you some ways you can market your hard money business. When marketing for hard money loans, you need to keep in mind that anywhere there would be an investor that may need a hard money loan would be a good place to market. With that in mind, there are many different places to find investors, and we will go through them here. Print advertising. There are many sources you can use to run print advertising. A print ad could be a classified ad or a display ad. I would start with a classified. Classified print ads tend to do better when ran in small community papers, such as a Penny Saver or Thrifty Nickel type of paper. They also do better in the local weekly paper versus the major daily paper. You could run your ad under the section for investment property, or if they do not have one of those, you could run it under the real estate section. Another print source is your local legal newspaper. Yes, we still have one in Charlotte, North Carolina called the Mecklenburg Times. It posts all of the legal notices. A lot of investors run ads in the paper and subscribe to it as well. I would run simple ads like these. Attention investors, we have funding for your fix and flips, borrower purchase price, and rehab funds. Call Larry, 555-555-5555. Private lender will fund your next fix and flip, competitive terms, and fast closings. Call Larry, 555-555-5555. Hard money for investors, quick closings. Apply now. Call Larry, 555-555-5555. Local magazines. There are local magazines that realtors use to market their properties, such as Homes and Land and The Real Estate Book. You can run an ad in these magazines or simply call some realtors that already have ads in the magazine and offer to help them cover their ad cost if they include you in their ad. The neat thing about running ads in these magazines is that each city or area has its own specific magazine featuring ads from realtors in that local area. This way, you do not have to run an ad nationwide, but it is a well-known magazine. You see them everywhere, like convenience stores, restaurants, and other locations around town. Online classifieds. You can basically run the same ads, but online on websites like Craigslist.com. There are many online websites you can use, and I've included them at the end of this section for you. One of the things you can also do is run an ad for a fixer-upper, but state that you will finance it for the investor buyer who wants to do a fix and flip. This way, you will have investors calling you about a property, and your real goal is to get a loan. When they call, you just tell them that you do not have that property and ask if they need financing, and then put them on your list of investors. REIA groups. One of the best places to find borrowers for your hard money loans would be to attend your local Real Estate Investors Association, or REIA. There is one or more in every major city, and usually in smaller towns as well. You can usually find one in your local market by going to www.nationalrea.com, although not all REIA groups are members of National REIA. National REIA is a nonprofit association that helps local groups grow their local club. They also have many services available to the local club members that are members of National REIA, such as discounts at Home Depot and other vendors that investors can use. Now, you can just join as a member and let it be known that you are a hard money lender. However, I would suggest that you join as a vendor member if they have that option available. This way, you will get more exposure and be setting yourself up as a professional lender in the group instead of just a member that happens to make loans. Many groups allow their vendors to set up vendor tables at their monthly meetings and hand out flyers, brochures, etc. This is a great way to network and build your borrowers list. REIA newsletter, website, and email. Many RIA groups also have a monthly printed newspaper that you can advertise in, as well as a website that you can run your banner ads on. In addition to that, they sometimes allow vendor members or others to pay for an email blast to their contact list for the group. This is called running a solo email promotion. You will pay them and they will send out an email that you write promoting your business. This is a great way to build your list of potential investors to work with. Foreclosure sales. There are foreclosure auctions held at the courthouse. You can find them listed online and in the legal newspaper. There are usually a select group of local investors that attend these foreclosure sales. From my experience, a lot of them are cash buyers. However, you can attend to find the ones that may need some hard money from time to time when their own funds are tied up in other deals. You can go to your own county's website to find when the foreclosure sale is held in your area. You can find any county website at www.naco.org. Live auctions. There are different types of auctions that you can attend to promote your lending business. There are local as well as national auction companies that hold auctions all over the U.S. I have listed the major ones as well as websites for you to find any local auctioneer in your area. You will simply attend the auctions and network with the attendees, letting them know that you have funding for the properties they are buying. www.williamsauction.com, www.hudsonandmarshall.com, www.auctioneers.org. Meetup.com. Meetup is another great place to find local meetings. Meetup is a website where local clubs, groups, and associations can advertise their meetings. You can find a local meeting for just about anything, including real estate investing. Some RIA groups also have a Meetup page to advertise their monthly meeting. Just go to meetup.com and search in your area for the keyword real estate investing. Once you find a group, then you can find out when their meetings are and attend. Online community sites. There are many real estate specific community sites and they all have many real estate investors. You can join in on the forums, make comments on blog posts, run ads on their website, or write articles for them to post online as well. Some of these groups have different categories within the community for geographic specific investing, so you can find some in your area. On the following page are the most popular real estate specific community websites. There are more, but these are the most popular and have the most users. There's a complete list at the end of this chapter. www.biggerpockets.com, www.creonline.com, www.connectedinvestor.com, www.reiclub.com. Pay-per-click. Pay-per-click advertising, or PPC, as most people call it, is simply advertising online. The most popular way to do this to get the most traffic to your website is to use Google AdWords. You can also use Bing and other ad networks as well. You can do this yourself or hire someone to do it. We have a guy in our office that does it for us. The person who is running the ad is basically paying for every click. The goal is to have a website set up that allows you to collect their information so you are not just paying for clicks and hope they get a loan now. You want to build a list. Just like a successful wholesaler needs a buyer's list, you need a borrower's list. PPC media advertising. Media advertising is where you run banner ads on other people's websites. If you go to a website and see those little banner ads on the side, well, that is media advertising. You can use a network like Google or Bing to place your ads on websites that are relevant. You can also go directly to the website you want to advertise on and pay them. PPC search advertising. Search advertising is a little different. These are the text ads that you see across the top and on the right side of Google when you search specific keywords. This is a cheaper way to advertise starting out. PPC retargeting. Retargeting is something that is pretty cool. It has only been used for the last few years. Let me explain what retargeting is. Let's say you go to a website and look at something like shoes. If you do not buy the shoes and the company is using retargeting, then while you are searching around the internet for the next few days or week or month, you will see the company ad for those same shoes trying to get you to come back and buy them. Google does retargeting as well as other services. The neat thing about retargeting is that you can set it up to only follow the visitor around for any specific time frame you select. Realtor.com. I wanted to list Realtor.com here separately as it is a great website to advertise for several reasons. First of all, you will be running banner ads on Realtor.com. When you go to Realtor.com, search for and find a property. If you look on the right-hand side, you will see various banner ads there. That is unless the actual listing agent has paid to have their own ad listed there. Anyway, the cool thing about advertising on Realtor.com is that you can be very specific on when you want your ad to show up. For example, if you only want to make loans in a specific zip code and a specific value of property, such as under $100,000, then you can set it up that way. Then your ad will only show up when someone searches for properties listed under $100,000 and in your stated zip code. Talk about target marketing. This is awesome. Zillow.com. You can also run banner ads on Zillow.com and set them up based on specific criteria similar to Realtor.com. Zillow is probably the most visited website for properties that there is, so I would definitely look into running ads on Zillow.com as well. Direct mail. Direct mail can be very expensive. However, it can also be very lucrative. There is a whole industry devoted to teaching people how to use direct mail to grow their business. We could write a whole book on direct mail. However, I will share the most important things that you need to know to get started and make some loans from your direct mail efforts. In direct mail, the most important things are the list, the offer, the timing, the call to action. The list. When using direct mail, the first thing to consider is the list that you are mailing to. If you are looking for real estate investors, then you would look for a list of people who have an interest in real estate investing. Any of the sources mentioned in this section on marketing would be a great place to start. How about this for a list source? Have someone look up all of the loans that all of your hard money lending competitors have closed in your county at the county recorder's office. Then mail the borrowers offering your lending services. Now you know you are working with someone that has already been approved for a loan with another lender and they have already done at least one rehab. This is a great source. List brokers. There are list brokers that will rent lists of different types to you. There are two types of lists. There are compiled list and response list. Compiled lists are lists that have been compiled from various sources. This could be a list of people that own real estate or own a car or anything in between. Response lists are lists where the person has responded to a specific offer. According to direct mail experts, the best lists are the response list. However, for finding potential borrowers for hard money, a compiled list would be just as well if the list was compiled from a source that uses or needs hard money. Most lists that you will be able to use will be rented. This means that when you pay for a list, you are only purchasing the use of the list for a specific number of mailings. Seeding the list. The list company will also seed the list. This means they put in a few contact records that they can track so they can tell how many times you mail to the list and will make you pay if you mail more than the number of times you have paid for. When using direct mail, when someone opts in and are in your database as you start to build a list of potential borrowers, you can continue marketing to them by email and direct mail as well. The offer. The next thing to consider when doing direct mail is the offer. This means, what are you going to offer them? Are you offering them a free pre-approval so they can start making cash offer on houses? Are you offering them a free report on how to fix and flip houses without using any of their own money? Are you offering them a $500 discount on their first loan closed with you? Are you offering them a reduced rate on the first loan closed with you? As you can see, there are many things you can do to create interest and make the phone ring. The timing. What I mean by timing is to try and catch your prospect at the time they are thinking of or needing your services. This is true no matter what you are marketing. For example, you want to find borrowers at just the right time when they want or need a loan. So how about this for an idea? Find local realtors that sell properties to fix and flip investors and tell them that any investor that closes on a property through them and uses you to fund their hard money loan will get a $500 discount on closing cost. Think about it. You have someone who is in the process of buying an investment property, and unless they are a cash buyer, they need to get a loan somewhere, so why not from you? Another example of timing is you wouldn't mail just before any major holiday like Christmas or Thanksgiving and expect much of a return. The call to action. So now that you know who you are going to mail, when you are going to mail them, and what you are going to offer them, now you need to tell them what to do. This is the call to action. Do you want them to call a number for a recorded message with more information? Do you want them to go to a website to get their free report? Do you want them to apply online for their $500 discount? All of this is part of the offer. As part of the offer, it is always important to put in a deadline to respond. Put a date on the offer that says when the offer expires, it is no longer available. This helps to increase your response rate. In direct mail, a 1% response rate is considered normal, so anything you can do to get a better response rate is good. Testing. When starting any direct mail campaign, it is important to always test first to see what your response rate is before renting or mailing to the entire list. Depending on the list size you have rented, a good average number to mail as a test would be 1,000. Of course, you can start with any number. However, this is pretty standard. Wholesalers. Wholesalers need to sell properties and sell them fast. There are only so many cash buyers, so if you can get to the wholesalers and help them sell their properties by offering funding to their buyer, they will be your best friend. So how do you find them? Call every I Buy Houses sign or ad that you see. Call every ad on Craigslist.com and Zillow.com that looks like it was placed by a wholesaler. Look for keywords like fix and flip, instant equity, handyman special, cheap, must sell, motivated, wholesale property, landlord special, fixer upper, cash, foreclosure. The plan would be to contact the wholesaler and tell them you offer financing to investors who buy property to fix and flip. Then offer to qualify any potential investor buyer they may have for their property or any other properties they have. I would also suggest to them that they put in their own advertising that they have funding available to investors who purchase their property. Now you have wholesalers marketing your lending business for you. Yard signs. Every time you make a loan on a property, you should place a sign in the yard that says investor financing provided by and your company and name and number. This way, you will get calls from other investors who are in the neighborhood. You should also take a picture of the sign, then post it on social media on your business page with the text, another project financed by and your company name. Another way to use yard signs would be to talk to realtors that sell REOs and offer to put your sign in the yard beside their for sale sign. This will give potential buyers that are investors another source of financing the property. Driving for dollars. Another way to find potential borrowers and properties to lend on is simply driving the neighborhoods where you want to make loans. You want to look for sale signs and properties that are in the process of being rehabbed. When you see a house in the process of being rehabbed, you should stop and talk to the owner or contractor. If the owner is there, tell him what you do and ask if he ever uses hard money to fund his deals. If you are talking to the contractor, find out about the owner. Is the owner an investor or owner-occupant? Also, ask the contractor if they work for other investors. Get the names of the investors they work for. Home improvement stores. One of the best places to put your financing signs is at the exit and entrance to a Home Depot or Lowe's or any other home improvement store. Think about it. You have realtors, contractors, subcontractors, and investors going to those stores all day long. You could also place a sign advertising a fixer-upper property at a discounted rate. Then, when they call, say the property is gone and ask what they are looking for and if they are an investor and need financing. Here's an example of what you can put on the sign. 3/2 fixer-upper. Handyman special. Great fix and flip. Will finance, including rehab. And your phone number. You can also go inside the building supply store and put your flyers or business cards on their bulletin board in the store. A lot of contractors look to find subs there. If you are really aggressive, you can go to the home improvement store at about 7 a.m. and hang out on the contractor side and talk to the contractors who are getting their materials for the day. Realtors. Realtors who list REO and HUD properties are a great source for hard money loans. They sell a lot of properties to investors who fix and flip or fix and rent out. Look online for realtors who have listings that are vacant or bank-owned. You can also look on HUDHomestore.com and find the listing agents that have properties listed. You can do the same thing with other websites that list foreclosures, such as HubZoo.com, Zillow.com, RealtyBid.com, HomeSearch.com, Auction.com, and any other free sites that list foreclosures. Social media. Social media is fast becoming a platform that all businesses are expected to use as part of their marketing and communication mediums for finding, acquiring, and keeping new customers. Whether you know it or not, a lot of people find businesses that they use on social media. Even if they do not find them on social media, they use social media to build a relationship and form an opinion. There are many different social media websites you can promote your business on. However, there are only four that you should use, in my opinion. 1. Facebook. Facebook is the most popular social media website that there is. Almost everyone has a Facebook profile, and if not, you should set one up right away. Once you have a Facebook profile set up, then you need to have a Facebook business page. They are very easy to set up. This way, you can separate your business from friends and family. Once you have your page set up, then you can join and like different groups related to investing and hard money lending. The goal is to get others to like your page and follow you. Then, when you make a post, it will show up on their page. This will help to get the word out about your lending business. By sharing information and links about investing and financing, others will share the link or post, and that will help you promote your page. 2. LinkedIn. LinkedIn is primarily for business professionals. If you don't have a LinkedIn page, you should set one up, then join real estate investing related groups in your lending area. Once you join the groups, then you can make posts to the groups, and everyone who is a member of the group will be able to see your post and comment on it. You should always be building your list by sending them to your page to connect with you. LinkedIn is the only social media website that allows you to export your connections' contact information. This is great because you can use it as a mailing list or email list, or simply call them to see if they are in need of hard money. 3. YouTube. YouTube is huge and has a lot of traffic. One of the ways you can use YouTube is to shoot short videos of you talking about how hard money works and how investors can use it to make more money in their investing. They can do this by buying more houses than they have the money to pay cash for. This allows them to do multiple deals at once. You can also interview others about real estate investing, and then when someone comes to your YouTube channel, they will subscribe to watch other videos you upload. Eventually, some will become borrowers. You can also do a walkthrough of a property you are making a loan on and can show the before and after. 4. Twitter. Twitter is what I call a mini blog. People have followers, and when they make a post, all of their followers see it. The key with Twitter is to follow as many local real estate investors as you can, and their friends as well, that you can see invest in real estate. You can also search for hashtag terms like hashtag real estate or hashtag hard money. People use hashtags to help others find posts that are related to the topic. This will help you find others to follow that may be potential borrowers. Once you have your followers, then you can make posts about investing in hard money lending with a link to your website or phone number. Complete list of online advertising sources. Although I have mentioned some websites you can use to market, I wanted to put the complete list here as well. I have separated them into different categories. Real estate classifieds, propbot.com, postlets.com, trulia.com, zillow.com, propertysites.com, owners.com, agent.point2.com, submityourlistings.com, nationalhomesearch.com, realestate.com, newhomesource.com, allthelistings.com, realestate.shop.ebay.com, virtualfsbo.com, forsalebyowner.com, buyowner.com, forsalebyownercenter.com, homesbyowner.com, homeportfoliojunction.com, FISBOAdvertisingService.com, FISBO.com, BuyOwner.com, HouseLocator.com, HomeFinder.com, HotPads.com, SoldByOwner.com, PostYourHome.com. Free classified sites, iBidFree.com, ClassifiedsForFree.com, HYT.com, USFreeAds.com, iNetGiant.com, AZFamily.com, ePage.com, Backpage.com, WorldsList.com, RealEstate.Oodle.com, LiveDeal.com, Vast.com, RealEstate.Yahoo.com, Zillow.com, VFlyer.com, KAANGO.com, OLX.com, Hoobly.com, ebayclassifieds.com, webclassifieds.us, bestwayclassifieds.com, kijiji.com, searchtempest.com, real estate social sites, realtown.com, virtualdealfactory.com, ActiveRain.com, ConnectedInvestor.com, Community Sites, BiggerPockets.com, PropBot.com, RealEstateInvestor.com, ActiveRain.com, CREOnline.com, REIClub.com, ConnectedInvestor.com. Classified ad posting sites, Craigslist.com, Backpage.com, Postlets.com, PropBot.com, Zillow.com, Trulia.com, Hotpads.com, Postlets.com. Keeping track of your contact list. While building your list of potential borrowers and private money investors, you will need to find a service to keep track of your borrowers. You need to be able to look them up and email them anytime you want to communicate with them. For this, you will either need a website like ours that has this feature built in, or you will need a standalone email contact management system. There are many of them on the market. I would suggest using a web-based system if you do not have a website with a built-in database. That would be the simplest way to go if you can do it. Here is a list of the major providers of email contact management services. iContact.com, MailChimp.com, Campaigner.com, Interspire.com, ConstantContact.com, VerticalResponse.com, GetResponse.com. Setting up a website. There are many private money lenders that make loans and do not have a website. However, a website gives you a lot of credibility. This is even more important when you are talking about lending money. When someone asks you about your website, if you do not have one, it makes you sound like lending is not a real business for you. That's just my opinion. Many people will want to go to a website and read about your terms, about you, the process, your underwriting guidelines, etc. Having a website helps making loans and capturing leads much easier. You can take credit applications online, offer free gifts to get opt-ins, post your forms online for your borrowers to access easily, and much more. Many of the marketing strategies we have talked about are online. If you do not have a website for the potential borrower to get more information and opt in, then it will make it very difficult to capture leads automatically from any online source. If you cannot afford a good website that has online credit applications, opt-in forms, freebies to entice them to opt in, and more, then you can get a cheap website that will just give out information at GoDaddy.com or WordPress.com. Keep in mind, these will be simple information-only websites, but they will be better than nothing. Another advantage of a website is you will then have a permanent email address that is professional, not an email address ending in @yahoo.com or @hotmail.com or something similar. In my opinion, that is so unprofessional for someone who is trying to get my business as a professional and they don't even have a business email address. We have websites for our hard money students that want to be able to build their list, offer gifts of value, and get opt-ins and build their list, as well as take applications online and more. If you want to get more information about our websites, simply call my office at 803-831-2858 between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, or simply visit www.hardmoneymillions.com/website to schedule a demo.